Okay, let's call this meeting to order, please. Everyone, please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Coe.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Clocher.
Here.
Milchewski.
Here.
Fritters.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Torulis.
Here.
Hernandez.
Here.
Quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda? No presentations or public hearings. Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Torulis.
Aye.
Fritters.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of June 13th, 2017, as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions, or corrections on the minutes? All those in favor of approving as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, before I jump into mayor's report, I would like to invite our economic development person up here to give us some good news.
Good evening. I wanted to report to all of you the great news that Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel is coming to Yorkville at the Kendall Crossing project. The project will be a four-story building and will be 90 plus rooms. The groundbreaking will be taking place on the official groundbreaking. We take the place on Tuesday, August the 15th at 4 p.m. You will all be invited to hopefully all of you attend that celebratory event, and we'll be following it up with a reception at Lakeview Restaurant. So all the approvals have been official, and we can officially start to let people know that we will have a Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel here in Yorkville.
And?
And the
Banquet Hall.
And the Banquet Hall is, we are meeting next week with the architect. It's a separate architect that will be planning out the Banquet Hall, and we're meeting with them either Tuesday or Wednesday, getting the final date and time. And that will be, again, 12,000 square foot building, adjacent to and connected to the hotel. And we'll start working on that immediately as well. So that is official as well.
One thing we desperately need is a nice banquet facility. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay, thank you.
So August 15th, you said 4 o'clock?
August 15th, that's a Tuesday, 4 p.m. Okay.
Mark your calendars.
You will all receive invitations, so we'll be
all
here
right.
At the reception.
Thank you, Lynn.
Okay.
Next on your mayor's report, I do have a proclamation for Purple Heart City. I know we have some representatives from Purple Heart. If you gentlemen would like to come forward while I read the proclamation.
Rick, is there anyone else who wanted to come forward? Do we have a Purple Heart recipient here?
Yes, actually, we have one more Korean War veteran that just received his Purple Heart after 63 years.
So, wonderful.
That's quite a bit.
So, I would like to read this. Whereas the citizens of the United States of Yorkville have great admiration and the utmost gratitude for all men and women who have selflessly served their country and its community in the armed forces. And whereas the veterans have paid the high price of freedom by leaving their families and communities and placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all. And whereas the Purple Heart is the oldest military decoration in present use and was initially created as the badge of military merit by General George Washington in 1782. And whereas the Purple Heart was the first American service award or decoration made available to the common soldier and is specifically awarded to members of the United States Armed Forces who have been wounded or paid the ultimate sacrifice in combat with a declared enemy of the United States of America. And whereas the United City of Yorkville appreciates the sacrifices our Purple Heart recipients made in defending our freedoms, and believe it is important that we acknowledge them for their courage and show them the honor and support they have earned. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Gary J. Galinsky, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby proclaim the United City of Yorkville as a Purple Heart City, and encourage the citizens of the United City of Yorkville to show their appreciation for the sacrifices the Purple Heart recipients have made in defending our freedoms, to acknowledge their courage, and to show them the honor and support they earned. Dated this 11th day of July, 2017. I'd like to present you with that, Rick.
Thank you. And I'd like to present this plaque from the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Special recognition award is bestowed with pride to the United City of Yorkville, Illinois, for your dedication and support honoring America's combat veterans becoming the Purple Heart City, presented by the Patriot members of the Department of Illinois Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Wonderful. We'll find a place of honor for it.
Thank you. If I could, I'd just like to tell you a little bit about the Purple Heart Trail. The purpose of the Purple Heart Trail is to create a symbolic and honorary system of roads, highways, bridges, and other monuments to give tribute to the men and women who have been awarded the Purple Heart Trail. The Purple Heart Trail accomplishes this honorary goal by creating the visual reminder to those who use the road system as others have had to pay a high price for their freedom to travel and live in a free society. Signs are placed at various locations and ordered these roads and highways where legislation has been passed to designate parts of the national road system as Purple Heart Trail. The actual format and design of signs varies from state to state. There are currently designated sections in 45 states as well as Guam. It has expanded beyond roads to schools. The Citadel College is Purple Heart College. The Carolina Panthers are Purple Heart football team. So wherever you go, you see that Kendall County is a Purple Heart County. They have flags flying with the American flag. These football stadiums and things like that will fly the Purple Heart flag along with the American flag, just to recognition. And I think it brings recognition to all veterans. All veterans see that you are supporting veterans in every way you can. And I really appreciate you for doing this.
Absolutely. And then the county gets our signs up and we'll get ours up soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next I would like to entertain a motion to approve the mayor's appointment of Jory Bayland as a Freedom of Information Act officer.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Turles.
Aye.
Palesma.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance authorizing the third amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing May 1, 2017 and ending on April 30, 2018, downtown TIF, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Present.
Frieders.
Aye.
Turles.
Aye.
Palesma.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, Economic Development Committee report. I'll turn over to Alderman Cope.
Motion to approve resolution authorizing a contract with All Union Fence Company, Incorporated, for the maintenance, repair, and removal project for the property of 206 Houston Street, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Plocher.
Present.
Frieders.
Aye.
Turles.
Aye.
Palesma.
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Motion passes.
No public safety or administration committee reports, no park board, planning and zoning commission. This is informational only. If there's some discrepancies in between the Kendall County future land use plan and our comprehensive plan, I don't know, Christy, if you or Bart, if anyone wanted to point out any of the differences and. Anybody have any input other than what Christy recommends? Chris?
You know, looking through these, I appreciate the county bringing it up. The only place that I had some concern, but I didn't, you know, I didn't think it was a big enough concern to raise it during the planning process was along elevator. Right now, we kind of scaled back what we projected, but we are being realistic with our projections and our comprehensive plan. I understand that area would be better served as, industrial for us revenue-wise, but realistically, it's not going to happen for a long time. So I have no problem with what we have. I do understand the county's concern for that area. The other ones, they're minor. They're so far out that they're not going to develop in any time soon. So this is one, if we have to change it, we'll change it when somebody comes to us and has a valid plan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the way I kind of read it, it just kind of solidifies the fact that it's a working document. It's not something that's the end-all, be-all. I mean, our ideas of what is appropriate kind of change as the economic tides change, so I'm not overly concerned with discrepancies, especially like you said, there's only 10. So the only one that I thought was kind of weird was we picked the state for Elgin, but there is one house right there that's kind of state-like, but then again, if there's ever a bridge over the river, it's not going to be in a state district anyway. So, like I said, working document, cool with me.
No feedback?
That's it.
All right, now City Council report, City Clerk's report, and the community and liaison report.
Sure, I have one report.
Go ahead, Joe.
I attended the library report last night. There was a short discussion about it, and the intent of the city was a I don't think they received it or understood it, but they have decided to go ahead and get their own director. But after that director is chosen, they'd like to revisit points 3, 4, and 5.
Yes, I heard the proposal went over like a lead balloon. Is that accurate, then? Or Bart, you guys are at the meeting.
Yes.
Anything to add? Okay. And that's fine. I mean, I just hope that they understand, and I don't know if they got it, that we're just trying to help. I mean, Tim sees it, everyone sees the budget. I mean, the reason the city went through 5-year budget is so that we can see problems coming down the road and we can make corrections. You look at the library budget, you see serious problems coming down the road. I mean, they're running deficits of $80,000 or $100,000 a year, and they're going to spend down that fund balance in no time. And in a very few short years, they're going to have some serious cash flow problems. And to the point where they're not going to be able to pay their staff, pay their bills, unless something drastically changes on their end. I mean, they have a tax levy, they have to live within their means. So I don't know how they propose to do it. I just definitely applaud Tim for thinking outside of the box. And really, I mean, it's more work for him. He doesn't have to propose something like this. I mean, he put himself out there thinking he's trying to help out.
So if they don't want that help, that's fine. Then we'll get popped again in the future. So we'll see where it goes. Any staff reports?
Just one other thing, Your Honor, I'll defer to Tim for an update on Riverfest.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that Riverfest is this weekend down at Riverfront Park. It's Friday and Saturday. It's country music all weekend. We have ribs provided by the Knights of Columbus. The Chamber will be doing a variety of activities, and the Chicago Whitewater Association will be hosting their own Whitewater Festival on Saturday afternoon.
We should talk about maybe holding this event on a weekend because I'm not leaving the Boy Scout camp. Happy to hear. I'm leaving the Boy Scout camp on this week.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Has anyone driven on Kennedy Road?
Very nice.
Oh. One of these days, I want my neighborhood to look like that.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just amazed because I was telling Eric in our staff meeting today, I went to a baseball game on Wednesday. Nothing. I come back on Friday and the road is done.
It's gorgeous.
Oh.
It is gorgeous. Excellent work.
Yep.
If it was so easy, why would we pay so much?
I'm telling you. How did they do that, Eric? Do they have a big machine you just go behind? That same way they did Fox Road?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's nice.
They are able to lay quite a lot of asphalt in one day.
Yeah. Hopefully it holds up better than Fox Road.
It's been
10 years
already.
10 years, yeah. Yeah, I guess it don't last forever.
Nope.
All right, any additional business? Any more?
To Eric, seeing we have a fest this weekend, our little sign's going to go up in
wherever you want.
And Mel on the correct side of the street.
Well, Mel is sorry signed.
Did it get signed now?
It's been signed.
Because I walked afterwards and there were no parking signs.
There's no parking on pavement, it's only up to Fox. That's all that's in our ordinance.
Where are the signs?
There was one missing, it should be right after Fox. I'm going north, and there's one between East Ridge and Manhattan. So, and both ways, it says no parking on pavement. Because right there is only a 50-foot right of way. It's very narrow.
Because that's where the problem came
in. Yeah, Tim and I reviewed a parking plan a couple weeks ago in response to the complaint from the last one. So we'll have something up.
And we have all the little ones ready to go.
Okay. And they don't need to be on both sides of these. Because they have pushed all the parking. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else, Chris?
I have one item. On the night of the 4th of July, my family and I were out, and at the end of the night, there was a couple who was not in any capacity to drive themselves home. So we did have the officers respond. There were two officers that did respond, Officer Meyer and Sergeant Hunter. I would like to say that this was a prime example of good community policing. No one was arrested through the incident. No one was allowed to drive their car home in an incapacitated state, causing a threat to the community. But they were able to work with the people in order to get someone there to drive them home safely, which was greatly appreciated. They were very good with the people who were actually very difficult to talk to. So I'd like to just, you know, recognize them, especially Meyer. Officer Meyer did a great job working with them and actually just doing what I thought was community policing at its best. So, thank you.
Anyone else? No executive session. Do we have any citizen comments on anything that might be on your mind this evening? Please state your name for the record and sign it up there, please.
Joining me tonight, then says to me, Is this what the roads feels like? It's so smooth.
Which brings up a good point. Is the United City of Yorkville a Playful City USA community preventing a whole generation of children from experiencing what it's like to ride your bike outside on the street? I'm bringing up this issue so we can understand the impact that dangerous roadways are having on the next generation. After 12 years of living in my home, I'm asking that you address this issue not only as an elected officials, but also as parents in our community. Please, let's work together to solve this problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizen comments? Hearing none, meeting adjourned.